your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty words,
blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns
Well, good morning everyone, and that's a song that illustrates our theme for today's service as we think about the Lord God Almighty. Our God is a little series of messages brings us to remember that our God is all powerful. We're going to use Psalm 33 to help us to glimpse again the wonderful truth that the Lord God is almighty. Thank you again for all your contacts, and from various messages that I've received, I understand that more people are joining us on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock to listen in. And it's good to be able to send birthday greetings this week to Kath and Pauline and Simon. I've set something off with this, so happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Kath, Pauline and Simon, happy birthday to you. Have a great day. Despite the fact that we've learnt this week that we are locked down for at least a further 3 weeks until the 7th of May, and it's even more scary, I suppose, for us oldies and those with recognised NHS illnesses in the category there, locked down until the 16th of July. I think that's unofficial. I just heard an interview with one of the leading advisors to the government who mentioned that date, 16th of July. Well, it seems an absolute age away. And I suppose it's made me think, and perhaps you too, that I hope that if and when we all get through this, that I never again forget to thank God for the wonderful privilege of gathering together on a Sunday to be together to worship Him. Now, if you have a Bible with you, perhaps you would like to turn with me to that Psalm 33. And I just want to read to you the opening 11 verses. Psalm 33, verse 1 to 11. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. And in this series of short messages, we've looked at the truth that our God is loving and lovely. And we've seen that our God is the unchangeable one, who is from everlasting to everlasting. And then last time we saw that our God is ever-present with us, which means that God's people should be confident that we are never alone. But also, of course, that we should be careful, because whatever we are doing or saying or thinking, we do it all in his presence. But today, I want us to think about another aspect of our God. That our God is all-powerful. And that means that our God is able to do all that he wills to do. And another psalm, Psalm 115, says, "Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him." Most of you will know that the Hebrew word for God is that little word El. And so we have names of God like Elohim or El Shaddai. And El, there for God, means mighty, means all power and strength. Our God is almighty. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. So the question comes, is anything too hard for the Lord? And the answer is nothing. The angel says to Mary when she questioned, how could it be possible that she could have a child? The angel replies, there is nothing impossible with God. The disciples came to Jesus with the question, in the light of all you've said about knowing God, in the light of all of that, who then can be saved? And Jesus replied, with man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So God does everything he wills, he wants to do. Nothing in this universe that he created can possibly stop him or hinder him from doing the kind of things that he wants to do and whenever he plans to do it. Of course, with us, there are all kinds of things that we can't do, all kinds of things that we want to do that we can't do, but with God, his will and his power are one. He does everything he wills to do without difficulty. And that means that our God never fails in anything that he plans or wills to do. Well, having said that, of course, we have to go on to say that there are things that are impossible for God. God is able to do everything that he wills to do. But there are things that God cannot will to do, that he will never, ever desire to do. Not because God lacks the power to do them, of course not, but because he lacks the will to do them. So God's power is not some kind of unpredictable power. It is his character power. God is holy, and therefore he cannot do anything unholy. God is truth, and therefore he cannot lie. God is wise, and therefore he cannot do anything that is unwise. God is just, so he can't do anything that is unjust. And as you listen to this, you and I should take enormous comfort from the things that our God cannot do. The almighty power of God comes from a definite character that is good. So this is good power, wise power, just power, which means that God is able to do all that he has promised to do. Nothing, nothing can prevent God from keeping his promise. So no amount of atheism, no amount of false teaching, no amount of Islam, no amount of coronavirus can make the slightest difference to God's promise to bless and to keep his people through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the whole Bible begins with a demonstration of the tremendous power of God. The creation of everything there is, only God creates. We can rearrange and form things out of matter that already exists. But only God can bring things into existence out of nothing. God created everything out of nothing, out of nowhere. And so those verses in Psalm 33, let me just read them to you again. Verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts, by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him, for he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm." What a picture of our God and his power the psalmist presents to us there. The sea with all its might, with its raging force and its power, that nothing that man has ever been able to build could ever withstand. Well, God just puts it in a jar. And this power is from a God who is righteous and true and just and unfailing in his love. And so the 12th verse, which I didn't read to you, says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." This God is our God. He chose us. We are God's people. Verse 16, "No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength." This God is for us. He's the one who protects us. He's the one who says, "If I am for you, who can be against you?" Nothing escapes his attention, which brings us Christians great hope when we think that God's power will always be used on behalf of his people, always be used for their good. And so verse 20 of Psalm 33 says, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help. He is our shield. And that's why this psalm, the psalmist begins there in verse 1 with the words, sing joyfully to the Lord. Sing joyfully, you righteous. We have so much to thank God for, so much to praise him for. And so, again, I glance down to verse 21 in Psalm 33, and we read there, in him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. There are great pressures, troubles and powers against us. This virus has reminded us again of the power of death, and we're helpless against such power. With all the hard work and the tremendous efforts of people, we can postpone death a bit, but in the end, it always gets us. But death is not all-powerful. Jesus came to earth and showed his power over death. He raised the dead. But more than that, in his own resurrection, Jesus destroyed death and the power of death that was held by Satan, and brought life and immortality through the gospel. So the Christian hope is not some airy-fairy place up there in the sky when you die, sat on a cloud in a nightie playing a harp. It's not that. The Christian hope is this fallen creation set free from the bondage of sin. And a new creation. A new creation body on a new creation earth where there is no sin, where there is no sorrow, where there is no sickness, where there is no separation, where nothing can threaten us. So I close with this verse from 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14. God raised up Jesus from the dead by his power, and he will raise us also. What God did with the body of Jesus, he will do with the Christian's body and the whole of creation. Isn't he wonderful? It's not just some immense power. Wasn't it God's power that saved you? You and me who were bound and enslaved to sin. You and me who were held in darkness, couldn't see the truth at all, were set free to repent and turn to God. How did that happen? In my life, in your life, it was the power of God. You, he made alive, who were dead to God. God's power keeps us. He's able to keep us from falling. And so we look to him with the psalmist. We sing joyfully to the Lord. Give our praise and our worship and our thanks to him. If God is for us, who or what can be against us? Amen. Well, next time we're going to look at another aspect of God. We're going to look at the wisdom of God. Wonderful to know that our God is almighty, that our God is all-powerful. But alongside that, it's such a great blessing and comfort to know that he uses that power in an all-wise way. And so let's now just turn to prayer. We thank you, our God, that you are our God. We ask that you will help us not to live relying on our own power, our own strength, our own cleverness, but that we might be those who rely and trust in who you are and your commitment to us. Thank you for your keeping power. We pray for each other. Pray that you will help us to keep close to you, Pray for those in need. Think of Simon's colleague, Clive. We pray, Lord, that as he has contracted this virus, that it will not have spread amongst the colleagues there. We thank you that you are our Father God. We come to you as your children. Thank you for your word. Help us to trust in you, we pray. Amen. So we close now with a song that speaks about the wonderful truth that our Lord Jesus in heaven, before the throne of God above, pleads and prays for each one of us. To the Hebrews says, because God has said, never, never will I leave you, never, never will I forsake you, we now say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. May God bless you and keep you during this week, until we meet together again next Sunday morning.